Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coffee Break German Magazine, Season 1, Episode 2. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's wunderbar. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, mir geht's ausgezeichnet heute. We're delighted to be back with another episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. We hope you enjoyed last time when we were talking about Tatort, and perhaps even since then, some of our listeners have found out a little more about Tatort and maybe even watched an episode or two. But now we're going to be continuing on with a new topic. And what is our topic for this week?
It's equally lovely. Uh-huh. And it's the Wiener Prater.
The Prater in Vienna, which is, well, we'll find out
what
it is.
We'll find out, yes.
So let us get on with this episode. We're going to get straight into the text. So, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's.
So, let's find out about the Wiener Prater, Bühne frei für Olivera.
Hallo alle zusammen, hier ist Olivera. Heute geht's bei uns nach Wien, und zwar zum Wiener Prater. Los geht's! Der Prater ist ein ehemaliges kaiserliches Jagdrevier, das der österreichische Kaiser Josef II. Im Jahr 1766 den Wienerinnen und Wienern als Erholungsgebiet schenkte. Bald wurden erste Gastbetriebe errichtet und es folgten Unterhaltungsangebote wie Schaukeln, Ringelspiele und Kegelbahnen. Im Jahr 1873 fand die erste und bislang einzige Weltausstellung in Wien auf der Fläche des Praters statt. 1897 wurde das Riesenrad errichtet, welches auch heute noch als eins der Wahrzeichen der Stadt gilt. Der Prater wurde im Handumdrehen zu einem Ort der Kultur und Unterhaltung für Groß und Klein. Es wurden Puppentheater in einfachen Holzbuden, aber auch Kuriositätenkabinette errichtet. Drehorgeln, Damenkapellen und Heurigensänger lieferten die musikalische Unterhaltung. Während des Zweiten Weltkrieges wurden große Teile des Pratergeländes durch Bombenangriffe und einen großen Brand zerstört. Nach dem Krieg wurde der Prater aber wieder aufgebaut und durch viele neue Attraktionen erweitert. Im Vergnügungspark, auch Wurstelprater genannt, findet man neben dem Riesenrad und anderen nostalgischen Attraktionen heutzutage die spannendsten, höchsten und modernsten Achterbahnen und Fahrgeschäfte. Wem das etwas zu rasant ist, kann das Pratermuseum besuchen, in welchem man mehr über die Geschichte des Praters erfährt, oder Madame Tussauds Wachsfigurenkabinett und dem Schokoladenmuseum einen Besuch abstatten. Egal ob traditional wienerisch oder Gerichte aus aller Welt. In den zahlreichen Biergärten, Restaurants und Imbissbuden findet man für jeden Geschmack etwas gegen den Hunger. Die Hauptsaison beginnt jährlich am 15. März und dauert bis zum 31. Oktober. In der Zeit sind sowohl der Vergnügungspark als auch die Gastronomiestände geöffnet. Der Prater bietet aber neben den Attraktionen des Wurstelpraters im ganzen Jahr zahlreiche Events. Sei es der Wintermarkt am Riesenradplatz, der sommerliche Praterrummel oder der Flohmarkt im Herbst. Im anderen, auch Grüner Prater genannten Gebiet, findet man alles, was man zum Erholen und Ausruhen begehrt. Weite Liegewiesen, schattige Bäume, Wasserflächen und zahlreiche Sportanlagen bieten die ideale Umgebung für Spaziergänge, Wanderungen, Radtouren und vieles mehr. Auch hier wird es im Winter nicht langweilig, denn da verwandelt sich der Grüne Prater jährlich in ein Langlauf-, Rodel- und Schlittschuhparadies. Das breit gefächerte Freizeitangebot lockt jedes Jahr über 4 Millionen Besucher auf den Wiener Prater. Von ruhigen Wanderwegen im Grünen über Adrenalinkicks durch Indoor-Fallschirmspringen und Looping-Achterbahnen bis hin zur größten Diskothek Österreichs. Auf dem Prater kommt jeder Besucher auf seine Kosten.
So everyone coming to the Prater gets something out of it. They get the maximum out of it. Have you been?
I have indeed, but it's so long ago. I don't know, 20 years?
Okay.
Even more, 25 years ago.
I remember going, probably that kind of time ago, but I also was there maybe about 6 years ago. But I only had about half an hour because I was doing something else in Vienna and I only had half an hour. So I didn't really get the chance to explore much.
Right, then you will enjoy learning more about the Prater.
Absolutely. Let us go through the text. Now, of course, if you're looking for the transcript of this along with all the notes, then we'll be letting you know a little later how you can get access to that. Let's begin the text.
Der Prater ist ein ehemaliges kaiserliches Jagdrevier.
Okay, so already a couple of words in here I'm not sure about. Jagd is something to do with hunting.
Yeah.
So is it like a hunting ground?
Genau.
So the kaiserliches is to do with the Kaiser, who's the emperor.
Yeah.
So imperial.
Yeah.
And ehemaliges, I'm not sure about.
It's not anymore, so former.
A former. Mm-hmm. Right, so the Prater is a former imperial hunting ground?
Genau. Dass der österreichische Kaiser Josef II. Im Jahr 1766 den Wienerinnen und Wienern als Erholungsgebiet schenkte.
Right, this is one of these things that we've got to wait all the way to the end to get to that verb. So schenkte is from schenken, to give as a gift.
Yep. Yeah.
So this is the former imperial hunting ground, which the Austrian Kaiser Joseph II gifted to the Wienerinnen und Wienern, so that's the male and female Viennese.
Yes.
In 1766.
Yes.
He gave them it as a Erholungsgebiet. Is that like a recreation area or something like that?
Yeah, genau.
Okay.
Bald wurden erste Gastbetriebe errichtet.
So, errichtet is built.
Yes. Yeah?
So this wurden, again, we're talking in the past, then they were built or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So are the Gastbetriebe are businesses or something
like
that?
Yes, the Betriebe is a business and the Gast is from guest. Huh?
So is it just something to do with, well, I guess, hospitality or something like that?
Yes,
so,
gastronomy, hospitality.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first gastronomy businesses were built.
Yes. Und es folgten Unterhaltungsangebote wie Schaukeln, Ringelspiele und Kegelbahnen.
Right. Okay, so es folgten, there followed, more things being built.
Mm-hmm.
I know what Kegelbahnen are, they are bowling alleys.
Yes.
Okay,
and
but...
And Schaukeln?
No, I have no idea.
Swings.
Okay, swings, right. And then the Ringelspiele?
Ringelspiele, I had to look up myself.
Okay.
And it's an Austrian word.
Right.
For carousel.
Ah, so what would the normal German word be for carousel?
Carousel.
Okay. But in this case, Ringelspiele in the Wiener Prater.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just roll back a little. Und es folgten Unterhaltungsangebote. I've heard the word Angebote as like an offer on a shop window or something like that.
Yes. So an Angebot can be an offer where something is a reduced price,
mm-hmm.
but it can also just be what is available.
Right. And Unterhaltung is entertainment.
Yes.
So these are the entertainment on offer, in a sense.
Yes.
So then there came, as entertainment on offer, mm-hmm. things like swings, carousels and bowling alleys.
Genau. Im Jahr 1873 fand die erste und bislang einzige Weltausstellung in Wien auf der Fläche des Praters statt.
Okay, Andrea, is there a separable verb in here?
There is indeed. So stattfinden, to take place.
That's what I thought. Okay, so I think this is talking about, is it the World Exhibition, like the what happened in Paris?
Yes, exactly.
So let's go back then. In the year 1873, die erste und bislang einzige Weltausstellung. So is that the first and bislang until that point, the yeah. only?
And no, and until now,
oh,
the
right.
only Weltausstellung in Wien. So the until now only one refers to the fact that it was in Vienna.
In Vienna.
So there has not been another Weltausstellung in Vienna.
Right. So in 1873, the first and even until now only world or great exhibition in Vienna took place auf der Fläche des Praters?
In the area. So Fläche is surface.
Mm-hmm.
But here we would say in the area of the Prater. So inside the Prater.
Okay. And then we'll go on.
1897 wurde das Riesenrad errichtet, welches auch heute noch als eins der Wahrzeichen der Stadt gilt.
Right, so here in 1897, the Riesenrad, which is the big wheel, the Ferris
yes,
wheel.
Yes.
It's not a Ferris wheel, a typical Ferris wheel where you sit in a carriage. It's like actual full carriages that go around.
Yes, you have a roof and everything. It's quite interesting.
So that's when the Riesenrad was built in 1897. And then that remains today as one of the biggest sites in the town.
Landmarks?
City. Landmarks, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Wahrzeichen, landmarks in the city. Gilt at the end. I don't understand that.
So it's obviously a subordinate clause, and gelten means to be valid, but we can use it as is regarded as.
Right. So the Riesenrad is still, even today, regarded as one of the main landmarks in the city.
Yes. Der Prater wurde im Handumdrehen zu einem Ort der Kultur und Unterhaltung für Groß und Klein.
Okay, right. So this is something about a place of culture and entertainment for mm-hmm. old and young, mm-hmm. but I didn't quite get the beginning.
So. So the Prater wurde im Handumdrehen. The Prater became very quickly. So im Handumdrehen, if you turn your hand,
uh-huh.
you know how quickly that goes.
Okay, so is it like in the blink of an eye or
yes,
something like that?
Yes.
Right, so is this a set phrase in German?
Yes,
then?
Im Handumdrehen, very, very quickly.
So der Prater wurde im Handumdrehen. So it very quickly became, mm-hmm. it turned into mm-hmm. a place of culture and entertainment for young and old.
Genau. Es wurden Puppentheater in einfachen Holzbuden, aber auch Kuriositätenkabinette errichtet.
So there were built puppet theaters
mm-hmm.
In simple wooden
stalls.
Okay, so yeah. I got the holz, but I wasn't sure about the buden.
Yeah, a bude in this context is a stall.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we talk about the bude as your house.
Oh, okay.
Oh, kommst du in meine Bude?
Right.
Yeah. But that says that a bude is not an elegant building. It means that it's maybe a bit shabby.
Okay. Okay. So these are wooden stalls,
mm-hmm.
but also, what were the Kuriositätenkabinette?
Yeah, so it's where you go in and you see maybe things that are a bit special.
Oh, like, right, I think I see where you're going. Is it the kind of, well, in the past, in fairgrounds, what would perhaps have been, I think we would potentially call them freak shows or something like
yes.
that. Yeah, so not
yes.
particularly pleasant. But it was a feature of these kind of
yes.
circuses and,
yes.
and so on. So curiosity stalls, as
yes.
it were.
Okay. Yes.
So what else happened? What else was available?
Drehorgeln, Damenkapellen und Heurigensänger lieferten die musikalische Unterhaltung.
So these are the groups or the things that provided the musical entertainment.
Yes.
Drehorgeln, oh, that's some kind of organ.
Yes, drehen is to turn.
Yeah, oh, it's like a barrel organ.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Damenkapellen are female musicians,
okay.
or female singers, and Heurigensänger, and they were men. Heuer is Austrian for this year.
Right.
And Heurigen is wine produced this year.
Right, okay.
And also the places where the Heurigen is sold.
Right, so these are the kind of wine merchants that you drive past when you're going through the
town. Well, you're going inside and you drink your Heurigen inside.
Inside,
yes.
Okay.
And they're like pubs.
Right.
Okay.
So these are singers who perform and entertain.
Who perform in these
right.
places, yeah.
Okay.
Während des Zweiten Weltkrieges wurden große Teile des Prater-Geländes durch Bombenangriffe und einen großen Brand zerstört.
Right, so this is during the Second World War. Mm-hmm. Can I just double check with you? Does während take the genitive?
Ah, yes. I'm a yes, yes, it does, and I like seeing this.
Okay.
There is now a movement where während takes the dative.
Right.
And I guess it's acceptable if enough people use it, then
right.
it becomes acceptable.
But here we're using it correctly with
yes,
the genitive,
yes.
right? So during the Second World War, were many parts of the Prater...
Gelände, and Gelände is again an area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we're jumping to the end. Zerstört, is that destroyed?
Destroyed.
So many parts of the Prater area were destroyed through bombing raids?
Yes.
Bombenangriffe.
Ein Angriff is an attack.
Attack. And einen großen Brand, so a large fire.
Yes.
Okay, but then after the war?
Nach dem Krieg wurde der Prater aber wieder aufgebaut und durch viele neue Attraktionen erweitert.
Okay, so after the war, the Prater was once again rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
What's erweitert?
So von weit.
Far.
Yeah, but it's extended. So
ah,
it became wider.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. I see. Okay. So it was extended through new attractions?
Genau.
By new attractions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's move on then to the next section.
Im Vergnügungspark, auch Wurstelprater genannt, findet man neben dem Riesenrad unter anderen nostalgischen Attraktionen heutzutage die spannendsten, höchsten und modernsten Achterbahnen und Fahrgeschäfte.
That's some sentence.
I know. So I'll do the first bit again.
Okay.
Im Vergnügungspark, auch Wurstelprater genannt.
Right, so it's some kind of park, but what's the Vergnügung?
So Vergnügung is fun. Vergnügen is fun.
Okay, so in the fun park.
Yeah, it's an entertainment park.
Yeah. Hmm? Is it also called the Sausage Prater?
Yeah.
The Wurstelprater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Findet man neben dem Riesenrad und anderen nostalgischen Attraktionen.
Okay, so finds one next to the Riesenrad and other nostalgic attractions.
Mm-hmm. Heutzutage die spannendsten, höchsten und modernsten Achterbahnen und Fahrgeschäfte.
Right, so in addition to these traditional attractions like the Riesenrad and mm-hmm. other nostalgic attractions, mm-hmm. Today you can also find the most entertaining, the highest and the most modern Achterbahnen. Are they roller coasters?
Yeah.
And what was the other word?
Fahrgeschäfte, rides.
Rides, okay, so fairground rides, yeah. That kind of idea.
Wem das etwas zu rasant ist, kann das Pratermuseum besuchen.
So, rasant?
Yeah, too fast.
Okay, mm-hmm. So is this saying, wem das etwas zu rasant ist, for someone who finds that too fast? Is that
yeah.
like, for those who find that too fast?
Yeah. Kann das Pratermuseum besuchen?
So that person or those people mm-hmm. can visit the Pratermuseum.
In welchem man mehr über die Geschichte des Praters erfährt?
What does erfährt mean?
Erfahren is to learn.
Right, okay. So, the Prater Museum we've mentioned, in which one can learn about the story of the Prater.
Mm-hmm. Oder Madame Tussauds Wachsfigurenkabinett und dem Schokoladenmuseum einen Besuch abstatten.
Right, or you can visit Madame Tussauds Wax Work Museum
mm-hmm.
and the Chocolate Museum.
Yes.
That sounds good.
So, einen Besuch abstatten is to pay a visit.
Ah, okay.
So, you can pay a visit to the Madame Tussauds or the Chocolate Museum.
Excellent.
Egal ob traditional wienerisch oder Gerichte aus aller Welt, in den zahlreichen Biergärten, Restaurants und Imbissbuden findet man für jeden Geschmack etwas gegen den Hunger.
Okay, so this egal ob, does the egal go with the oder? Is it either or something like that?
Egal ob means no matter
whether. So no matter whether it's traditional Viennese food from the whole world.
Yeah. In den zahlreichen Biergärten, Restaurants und Imbissbuden.
What's zahlreichen?
Numerous.
Okay, so in the numerous beer gardens, restaurants and imbiss is like snack, is that right?
Yeah.
So that's the Buden again, they're the huts, the snack stalls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Findet man für jeden Geschmack etwas gegen den Hunger.
So one finds for every taste something against the hunger.
Yeah.
So you can find something for any type of taste.
Genau. Die Hauptsaison beginnt jährlich am 15. März und dauert bis zum 31. Oktober.
So that's the high season.
Yeah.
And it begins every year on the 15th of March and lasts until the 31st of October.
In der Zeit sind sowohl der Vergnügungspark als auch die Gastronomiestände geöffnet.
Right, I'm struggling a bit more with this one. So in der Zeit, which time are we talking? Oh, is it this?
15. März bis 31. Oktober.
Right, so this is in the time that we've mentioned, the, the 15th of March until the 31st of October. Sind sowohl der Vergnügungspark als auch... Right, help me here.
So, sowohl als auch means that this as well as this.
Right, so are they saying that in that time, the entertainment park as well as the food stands are open?
Genau,
okay.
Sehr gut.
Right.
Der Prater bietet aber neben den Attraktionen des Wurzelpraters im ganzen Jahr zahlreiche Events.
Right, that's offers again, bietet. So the Prater... in addition to the attractions of the sausage praters, in the whole year, numerous events.
Exactly.
That's not very good English, but...
So, but we know that the Wurzelprater main season is between March and October.
Ah, right. So there are other events throughout the other parts of the year.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand.
Sei es der Wintermarkt am Riesenradplatz.
Oh, right. So this is like, be it the winter market in the Ferris Wheel Square.
Der sommerliche Praterrummel.
So that's something that happens in the summer, and I'm not sure what the...
It's a fair.
A fair, okay. So the Prater Fair in the summer.
Oder der Flohmarkt im Herbst.
Or the flea market in autumn.
Genau. Im anderen... auch grüner Prater genannten Gebiet, findet man alles, was man zum Erholen und Ausruhen begehrt.
Right, okay, so something about other, im anderen, is that other than these times?
No, it means in the other area, also called grüner Prater.
Right, okay.
So im anderen, auch grüner Prater genannten Gebiet.
Right, so in the other area, also called the grüner Prater.
Findet man alles, was man zum Erholen und Ausruhen begehrt.
So, finds one everything what, this is terrible, everything that you need to erholen.
It's a recreation. Erholung is recreation.
Uh-huh.
And Ausruhen. To relax.
Ah, okay, so it's like R&R, so recreation and relaxation.
Yes.
But what's the last word there?
Begehrt. So begehren here means that you want,
okay.
That you want for relaxation.
So everything you can possibly need, yes, that kind of idea. Okay.
Weite Liegewiesen.
So weit is like wide. What are Liegewiesen?
Was ist eine Wiese?
Is that like a lawn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Und liegen?
Ah, where you can lie down.
Yeah, genau.
Right, okay.
So weite Liegewiesen, schattige Bäume.
Something about trees.
Ja, Schatten.
Is no, I don't know.
Is in with that provides shade.
Okay, right. The shady trees.
Yes.
not shady.
Not shady, but
the trees that provide shade.
Yes. Wasserflächen.
Casting aspersions on the trees of the platter.
Wasserflächen.
These are water areas.
That could be ponds, etc. Yeah. Und zahlreiche Sportanlagen bieten die ideale Umgebung für Spaziergänge, Wanderungen, Radtouren und vieles mehr.
Okay, so the numerous Sportanlagen, these sporting areas or something like that?
That could be, for example,
facilities
like a running track something like this, yeah?
So these sport facilities offer the ideal Umgebung is environment.
Environment, yeah.
For Spaziergänge, is that walking?
Walks.
Wanderungen, like hiking?
Hikes, yeah.
Radtouren are bike tours. And lots more.
Yes. Yes. Auch hier wird es im Winter nicht langweilig.
So it's also not boring in winter.
Yes. Denn da verwandelt sich der grüne Prater jährlich in ein Langlauf-, Rodel- und Schlittschuhparadies.
Verwandelt?
Verwandeln ist turn into.
Right, so then the grüne Prater turns into every year what's that called? Cross-country skiing?
Yes.
Rodel, is that like bobsleigh?
Bobsleigh.
Yep. And Schlittschuh is ice skating
yeah.
Paradise.
Okay. Genau, ja. Das breit gefächerte Freizeitangebot.
Right, the Freizeitangebot is like the free time offer.
Yes.
But I'm not sure about breit gefächerte.
So, do you know what a Fächer is?
I don't.
It's a fan, but like one of these hand fans.
Like a Spanish fan.
Yeah, that you open up and then you wave it.
Yes.
You have fresh air. So, and if you open it, then... So that's gefächert, and it means that you have a wide palette of
A wide range of things. Okay, so the wide-ranging free time offers.
Yes. Lockt jedes Jahr über 4 Millionen Besucher auf den Wiener Prater.
Right, I've never come across locked, but I'm going to guess that it means it attracts every year more than 4 million.
So locken is when we try to get an animal.
Oh, it's like when you're encouraging an animal. Yeah.
And you go,
okay.
No? So that's locken.
Right. So it attracts every year over 4 million visitors to the Wiener Prater.
Genau. Von ruhigen Wanderwegen im Grünen.
From calm hiking paths in the country, in the green.
Yes. Über Adrenalinkicks durch Indoor-Fallschirmspringen.
Wow, okay, so from the calm hiking paths to adrenaline kicks through the indoor, what's that?
Parachuting.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah.
I know, I've never heard of this.
I've always wanted to do that, parachuting.
Und Looping-Achterbahnen.
So these are the roller coasters that turn you on your head, they go upside down, corkscrew the roller coasters.
Bis hin zur größten Diskothek Österreichs.
It's from these to the biggest discotheque in Austria. Yeah?
Yes, auf dem Prater kommt jeder Besucher auf seine Kosten.
So to the Prater comes every visitor auf seine Kosten.
So, auf seine Kosten kommen means to be rewarded, to get something out of it, yeah?
Okay, so everyone, there's something for everyone's taste, basically.
Exactly.
Everyone gets something out of it. Fantastic. Well, if you've not ever visited the Vienna Prater, or indeed any part of Vienna, it's a beautiful, beautiful city, then we certainly recommend that you do so. We'll be back in just a moment with the next section of our podcast. The Coffee Break German magazine is just one part of the full range of Coffee Break German resources available. You can check out our online courses, the premium versions of the lessons, which include, depending on the course, exercises, vocabulary, video versions and bonus audio. Or check us out on social media and practice your German. We are Learn German on Twitter, Coffee Break German on Facebook and search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, welcome back. This is the section of the show where we turn our attention to a listener's question. And in this episode, we have a really interesting question from Rina. Over to you, Rina.
Hi, pregnant mom-to-be here, also a German student. And I'm wondering if, when my daughter is born, if I would like her to learn both English and German while I'm introducing the language to her, and I am also still learning it and not fluent, how do I approach grammar in that instance as she's learning it and as I'm continuing to learn it? Is there a good way to introduce all the complexities of German grammar without overloading her and overloading myself, and also without me just plain getting it wrong and teaching her something incorrect? Do I need to have like a full 100% grasp on every aspect of German grammar before I even start talking to her in German? Or is it going to take such a long time to even get there that it's kind of not necessary to be concerned about? I would love any insight on that. Thank you very much.
Rina, thank you for an excellent question. So over to you, Andrea. What do you think? You're a mum, so
yes,
tell us more.
I would like to congratulate Rina on the decision of making German or a foreign language, any foreign language, accessible to her child. I think that's wonderful. Don't worry too much about the grammar aspect. Children make sense of grammar themselves when being exposed to it. So don't talk about verbs or adjectives to your child or children. Just maybe read to them. You can read books, so there you can't make any mistakes.
Exactly,
because
yeah,
it's written down, so you can read children's book. You can sing songs. Mm-hmm. Children love songs.
If Rina was looking for children's songs on the internet, for example, what would she look for? What would be the term?
So she would look for Kinderlieder.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is she can use rhymes. That would be Kinderverse.
Verse, okay.
And we've looked up a little website that has both.
Okay.
And that would be kinderspiele-welt.de. So
okay.
Kinderspiele, as in kids play, kids games, mm-hmm, -welt, as in world,
yep,
.de.
And we'll put that link in the show notes, of course.
And I have an example
from this
page. And it's a little verse, and you use your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you use first your thumb and then your
index finger
yeah, and so on and
okay,
so forth. So you start with the thumb. Das ist der Daumen, der schüttelt die Pflaumen. Der hebt sie auf, der trägt sie nach Haus und der Kleine isst sie alle auf.
Right, so if I'm not mistaken, this is a little bit like this little piggy went to market,
yes,
this little piggy stood.
Yes.
So what does it mean? Can you translate this?
So this is the thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And then der schüttelt die Pflaumen is the index finger.
Okay.
So the der is already the next finger.
Right.
So this finger shakes the plums, so shakes
okay,
the tree so that the plums fall down. And then der hebt sie aus, so the next finger, the middle finger, picks them up.
Uh-huh.
Und der trägt sie nach Haus. So the next finger carries it home.
Mm-hmm.
And der Kleine, so the pinky,
yep.
Der Kleine isst sie alle auf. The pinky eats them up.
Yes. Okay, so it's all about plums this way.
Yes.
Not taking little piggies to market or anything like that.
So, and Rina, even if you want to just chat to your child or children in German, don't worry too much about the mistakes.
Yep.
Okay, it is a real gift for a child to be exposed to another language. And if they speak it a little bit, it's already much better than not speaking
not at
it all.
At all. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important to encourage young people,
yes.
be they babies or children or teenagers, to try to use the language and not worry about those mistakes.
Yes.
And I know as a parent, as a non-native speaker of the language, mm-hmm. you do worry about giving them wrong information. But remember, many, many families grew up in completely bilingual or trilingual situations, and perhaps all of those languages aren't spoken perfectly,
yes.
but everyone understands each other. And as you said, getting it 90% right or 95%
yes.
right is so much better than not even being
yes.
able to start speaking.
So, for example, my son, he's just over 2 and he's starting to speak, and he grows up in a bilingual household, but we live in an English-speaking country. So English will be his first language. And we can see now he speaks English and he likes speaking English much more than he likes speaking German.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to live with this.
Yep.
And I have to live with the fact that my son's English will be better than my son's German.
And tell me something, Andrea, will his German be Hochdeutsch or will
no,
it be
of course not.
Swiss German?
It will be Swiss German.
So tell us, what do you
yes.
say with the
So
the
I use this rhyme a lot with my son, and it sounds like this. Das ist der Dume. Der schüttelt Pflume, der lässt's auf, der treibt's heim und der Klein, der ist allerlei.
Ah, excellent. Well, hopefully that has helped Rina, given you some things to think about. If you would like to ask a question, then you can do so by going to coffeebreakquestions.com or you can call our voicemail line. In the UK, that's 0141 416 6880. In the US, 347-474-6880. And in Australia, it's 08-7200-6880. And we look forward to your questions. Vielen Dank. Okay, we are back for the final segment of this podcast episode. And we're back with Olivera.
Hallo, Mark.
Wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's sehr gut, danke. Und dir?
Ja, mir geht's ausgezeichnet. Vielen Dank. Okay, this is the final section, the icing on the cake or the cherry on the cake of, how would you say that in German?
You would say das Sahnehäubchen.
Das Sahnehäubchen. So Sahne is cream.
Mm-hmm. And Häubchen, as you can see, there's a chen in there, making it smaller.
Yeah.
Yes. And it just means it's a small pile of
uh-huh.
cream.
Okay, so it's the cream on the cake, the icing
yes.
on the cake, I
uh-huh.
guess. Okay, so the icing on the cake for our podcast episode. So what do you have for today's Sahnehäubchen?
For today's Sahnehäubchen, I brought an idiomatic expression,
mm-hmm.
eine Redewendung.
Okay.
Und sie heißt, aus einer Mücke einen Elefanten machen.
Right, so we're making an elephant out of something, but I don't know what a Mücke is.
A Mücke is a mosquito.
Right, so to make an elephant out of a mosquito.
Yes.
Is this a translation of to make a mountain out of a molehill?
Yeah, it's sort of a translation, or it's just an equivalent
an
of
equivalent,
it.
Equivalent, yeah.
So yeah.
We're obviously not talking about mountains and molehills, but elephants and mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, yes.
Okay, tell us more then about this.
Well, basically you use it if you exaggerate something, wenn man übertreibt.
Okay.
Also man stellt eine Sache schlimmer dar, als sie ist.
So you describe something worse than it is.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Genau, yeah. genau. And it literally means to make an elephant out of a mosquito.
Okay.
But you just use it any time when there is a small problem. You just really want to exaggerate it.
Yep.
And then someone can refer to it and say, du machst aus einer Mücke einen Elefanten.
So du machst aus einer Mücke
ja.
eine Elefanten.
Einen Elefanten.
Of course, because that would be your accusative case.
Yes.
Because that's the object. That's what you're
Sehr
making.
Gut. Genau.
Ah, right. So even grammar in this, it's wonderful. So du machst aus einer Mücke einen Elefanten.
Genau, super.
So you're making out of a mosquito an elephant.
Yeah.
Could you swap that around? Could you say du machst einen Elefanten aus einer Mücke?
Absolutely, you could do that. It's just this way that people use it, but right. You could totally say it in the other way.
Okay, so grammatically it works
well.
The other way around, yeah. But it's more German if you like to say du machst aus einer Mücke einen Elefanten.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll need to try and get that into our conversations this time, this week.
Right, so imagine if I got a paper cut just now.
Aha.
Ich schneide mich am Papier.
Okay.
Und ich sage dir, Mark, ich muss ins Krankenhaus.
Also du machst aus einer Mücke einen Elefanten, Olivera.
Ganz genau, sehr gut.
You know, there's a British comedian, I think it was Sarah Millican, who was doing a sketch, and she was talking about how there's nothing worse than a paper cut. And it's, I don't know, it's just entered our family language, and we always say, oh, there's nothing worse than a paper cut.
Es ist sehr unangenehm.
Yeah, it's very unpleasant. So if someone gets a paper cut and does want to go to the Krankenhaus, as you've suggested, then we can simply say, ach, du machst aus einer Mücke einen Elefanten.
Ganz genau.
Okay, we will be back with more Sahnehäubchen.
Yeah, Sahnehäubchen.
Is that the plural as well? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So another Sahnehäubchen next time on the Coffee Break German magazine. Until then, tschüss.
Bis bald.
So that's it for another episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. We hope that you're enjoying this and it's giving you a chance to develop your vocabulary and build your understanding of how the German language works. You can find the bonus materials for this episode, and that's the transcript along with the lesson notes, the exercises and the vocabulary at coffeebreakgerman.com.
Don't forget that you can practice your German on social media. Search for Coffee Break German on Facebook. We're Learn German on Twitter, and you can find Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
And of course, let us know what you think about this episode and all our episodes of the Coffee Break German magazine. Just head over to coffeebreakgerman.com and you'll see the post for this episode. And let us know if you've visited Vienna before. That's it for this episode. We'd like to say thank you for joining us. Thank you to you, Andrea, and bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.